when we make the decision to come to a retreat, a meditation retreat, we may be thinking that it's an opportunity to deepen our practice, to gain some insights, maybe gain wisdom, some new understandings, maybe even have some cool meditative experiences. But I'm guessing that developing courage was not high on the list for deciding to come on an meditation retreat. Courage to face difficulties. Courage to learn things about ourselves that are new and perhaps surprising. Courage to see that thing about ourselves again. Courage to speak in a small group about our practice. Courage to notice what expectations we have for ourselves, what expectations we have for others, and courage to face the pain when those expectations aren't met. And even courage to acknowledge and accept when our expectations are met, then what next? So while we've all come here to practice meditation, to train the mind in a particular way, we've all really been cultivating courage. Something that can help us in all areas of our life, all areas. This willingness to be with what is. This willingness to see clearly. Willingness to be with difficulty without running away. Some courage to stay as best you can. It doesn't have to look pretty. It doesn't have to be perfect. You probably all know that courage strive from the word core, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Just the word for heart, the Latin word. So we've been stretching our hearts in this way, increasing its capacity to meet and be with what life offers us. So no matter what we take away from this retreat, what follows us as we leave, there's only one way to become more courageous. There's only one way. And that is to be courageous. And we've all been courageous. We've all been courageous. So I have a short poem. My favorite poems are all short. It's called The Real Work by Wendell Berry. It may be that when we no longer know what to do, we have come to our real work. And that when we no longer know which way to go, we have come to our real journey. The mind that is not baffled is not employed. The impeded stream is the one that sings. The impeded stream is the one that sings. So as I sit up here, I offer all of you a deep bow for your courage, for your practice, for not running away screaming when, if there ever were times when you thought you wanted to just leave, but to stay, a deep bow.